All right, we're joined by a very special guest here on the show and in the studio today. Chaos is
Ben,
here.
Ben rhymes with Zen. It's the end of the year.
It is.
Have no fear.
You've been here. You've been on tour all over the place.
All year,
straight out.
Over 70 shows.
And you're here tonight for a show.
I'm so excited.
Firkensteins.
I'm so excited. I heard it's going to be fun.
It's a cool atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about doing these shows. You've been to Port Hawkesbury. You've been all over the place. How's it been to be in more of an intimate kind of area?
The realness is this: whether you play auditoriums, whether you do Taylor Swift, you do six shows in a six. There's a lot of trickery to that. You've got like lights and like wardrobe changes and a band behind you and different people for people to look at. But when it's just you on stage in front of 150 people, you can't really fake it.
Yeah.
And I think because I've been doing this so long, I actually signed a record deal in 1998, so it's been a long time. The best things about these shows is just having to really just perform.
Yeah.
Because you have like, you know, my man Andre, who's opening up for me, his grandmother was at the last show just looking at me like, what are you going to do? I've seen a lot of things, my brother. What are you going to do tonight? And so it makes you just do a better show. And I needed that because I'm going to do like the whole quote unquote big tour thing next year.
Right.
So this was a good year of just like seeing if I'm still good at this.
Right.
You know, you're a radio guy. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, if like, can you really just, do you really love what you do is really
right.
the question.
No, for sure. When it comes to your performances, you do lots of different, genres of music at your show. You do lots of covers at your shows. What's something you're really into music-wise right now?
It's funny because I've been doing like a Rolling Stone for the last year.
Bob Dylan?
Because, you know, there's this new thing. I don't know if the people know. It's called Serato Stems. So you can basically get any song you like and just remove the vocals. That's where AI and technology is.
Yeah.
People talk about negative things of AI, but for me, I could just get the Hall & Oates Private Eyes, and now I can just sing, no karaoke, just in my bathroom, literally singing over one of my favorite songs. So now that this movie's about to drop, I think on the 25th, The Complete Unknown, it's a bit different now, but like that's the song that goes off.
Yeah.
Because when I did that, Rifflandia, I did that, and everyone knew the words. So it's really cool to do these songs that you love, do cover songs of songs that, you could no way get, how would I get an instrumental version of like a Rolling Stone?
Right.
So that's the fun part, is playing around with that, putting it in your set, and putting it against maybe a song like The Dog Is Mine right after, where it's like it kind of fits.
Yeah.
And it makes your show better, because now you can do a song by your favorite artist, and you can see how your song kind of stands up after that. That's the fun part.
You mentioned Bob Dylan. You've met and worked with a lot of big artists. What are some of your highlights there?
What was my favorite one? Probably The Roots.
The Roots. They're cool.
Yeah, they took me on tour all across Europe when I just got, it was 2002, so I'd been signed for just a couple of years. And they knew I was a super fan, so they took me all across Europe. And like by the 10th show, I was just like so much better just from being around them. I think that was the biggest influence. I've like worked with like the Fugees. I've worked with, you know, and the Canadian people like Sam Roberts, like, you know, I did a Neil Young cover, which he signed off on. Like,
oh, cool.
I've been in contact with everybody, but I think it's really the people that like take you on tour.
Yeah.
I think going on tour with people is more than just doing a song. You actually get to like hang out with them for a bit. And so that's the funnest part.
See who they are as real people.
See who they are.
Yeah.
You know, see what they eat for lunch.
Yeah.
It's like way more intimate.
You met Prince too, right?
Prince was crazy. You know, his wife was a super fan, and he became a fan. And then he, like, when I met him, he knew, like, a bunch of songs of mine, like Superstar. And we also have a similar religious background. His mother and my mother are both Jehovah's Witnesses. So
cool. That
was a cool thing. He also just, you know, one of the things he said to me is, like, he gave me all his information. And he was like, just go down to my studio and make a record. Which I thought was, like, the most kindest thing for someone on that level to do, because it takes so much money to make a record. It's why you sign a record deal. They give you $200,000 to go ham, go
right.
off. But he was like, hey, just tell them I sent you and go make a record. But don't give it to the record company, he said. So he's just that guy. He's musically a billionaire. Forget the money part, but musically what he has to give you is just, it's so much. Yeah.
What's something you haven't tried musically that you'd like to try in the future, whether that be a style or...
Besides the accordion? Here's a funny story. Danny Lanois, if anyone knows that name, he did like the first U2 records. He did a bunch of records with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think he did their biggest record. He's a Canadian producer. Look him up. Danny Lanois. I had a friend of his introduced me to him around 2009. And I went to one of his shows and I was like, I want to do a country record. And he was like, dude, if you do a country record right now, that'll be groundbreaking. This is 09.
Yeah.
So he invited me to my house. He had a guitar. He's like, play me some songs. I played him 2 songs. He's like, I got it. I got the concept. I got your country record concept. And I never did it.
You should do it.
Now I would love to do it with him, but that would have been so ahead. Yeah. Now it would seem trendy, but just because I grew up on a farm and I had the songs and he kind of felt that I knew the sensibility. I think doing like not a pop country record and not a radio country record, but a real Blaze Foley, Johnny Cash, Charlie,
Salt of the Earth.
I would love to do that. That's one thing I haven't done, and it not be something like it's a commercial thing, just a real record. Just get a cabin somewhere with someone like that and do it.
Great. So this is one of the last stops on your tour.
Second to last stop. Guys, come out tonight. We're going to have a good time. Get a babysitter. Do what you got to do. And come,
Furkenstein's, yeah.
Furkenstein's, dude. Come on, let's go. We got some free tickets to give away. Ben's going to do it somehow, some way, some funky way.
And you're with Andre?
With Andre. He's an amazing opener. And here's the thing. If you can name your favorite Chaos song, and it's in my top three, and Ben and I know what the top three are, you're going to get some free tickets tonight, and you're going to get to meet me, and I'm going to get you an eggnog and a rum.
All right. There you go. Chaos. Thanks so much. Thanks
for
stopping
by.
Have a great
show. Actually, by the way, guys, Ben is one of the best radio hosts I've ever been interviewed by across Canada. He knows his thing. Treasure this man. Peace.
Thanks so much. Great. Chaos, everybody.